WSJM News Now. This is the 5 o'clock news block on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Brought to you by True Blue Financial. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, along with state lawmakers and others, have announced legislation designed to protect senior citizens in Michigan. State Representative Graham Filler talked today about what the bills would do.
Increased trainings for guardians, more procedural safeguards for when a guardian is appointed, more protection for the ward's property, transparency for how a ward's property is being used.
The bills came about as a result of reports of elder abuse by some appointed guardians. A former Detroit police chief is using his personal experience to push for police reform around the state. Ralph Godby testified before the Michigan Senate Judiciary and Public Safety Committee, saying yearly or biannual mental health training should be required for police officers.
When I left Detroit Police Department, I was treated for PTSD, low-grade depression, and other things. And I sat at the very pinnacle of the police department, and that's years of collected trauma. We have to contemplate the landscape of what officers deal with when they go on the street every day.
Godby also said there should be no-knock search warrant policies in place. Godby asked lawmakers to come up with legislation that would deal with officers who breach policy and cause a loss of life or deprive someone of their rights. A total of 12 police reform bills are under consideration in Lansing. Michigan State Police have arrested a California woman and a Mexican man after a traffic stop led to the discovery of 51 packages of crystal meth worth more than $1 million in Van Buren County. They were pulled over in Covert Township on northbound I-196 with expired Georgia license plates shortly before 5 p.m. on Friday, June 4th. State police troopers say the drug bust is the largest in recent history from a traffic stop in the state. The troopers got consent to search the vehicle and found the drugs. Both the suspects will be charged with possession with intent to deliver meth, which the man is also facing a resisting and obstructing charge. The woman will be charged with lying to police. Both are in the Van Buren County Jail awaiting arraignment. The troopers say their arrests represent a significant disruption of one of the narcotic trafficking organizations that have been victimizing Michigan residents. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has approved the purchase of 32 acres of property to be added to Madeline Bertrand County Park. During a meeting today, Berrien County Parks Director Jill Adams told the board the land offers several possibilities for expanding the park.
We have hiked it a number of times and viewed the various terrains, the prairie area, the forest area, the access to the river, and some of the ideas that we had were to expand our hiking trails and cross-country ski trails, which are very popular currently at Madeline Bertrand County Park.
Adams says the land could also be used to expand the disc golf course or for kayak access. She noted the current Madeline Bertrand County Park does touch the St. Joseph River, but the access is steep. This property offers more accessibility. The purchase is mostly being paid for with a state grant. The board's vote to proceed was unanimous. When the County Board of Commissioners was asked today to approve the hiring of a new employee for the health department, Commissioner Ezra Scott had a question. He noted the health department has been adding a lot of employees this past year due to the pandemic, so he wondered what happens next.
Over the past year with COVID, we have seen the health department grow and grow and grow. One of the things that I keep bringing up is if these new hires are part of grant funding, which this appears to be grant funded also, what ends up happening to the county or their job as we move down the road and grant funding is cut off?
Scott was told the staff being considered today would be paid with a grant, and when the grant runs out, that person would be laid off, the same as with all the other grant-funded employees the health department's hired in the past year. In this case, though, the new employee was not pandemic-related, but instead to help run the department's AIDS, HIV, and STD services. The matter was approved by the board. The four Michigan Works offices in Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties are now officially open for walk-in services. Benton Harbor and Paw Paw both open on Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. In Cassopolis, they'll be open Monday and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4. Niles is open the same hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Michigan Works is open at 50% capacity to continue helping people get back to work. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, they've helped more than 74,000 people virtually or by appointment with job search, education, training, and barrier removal services. Congressman Fred Upton is hoping the U.S. Army Corps will add New Buffalo to its list of priorities when it plans for harbor dredging. In a letter to leaders of the House Subcommittee on Energy and Water Development, Upton asked that the Biden administration's plans for the Army Corps operations and maintenance budget be approved, as those plans include dredging for harbors in St. Joseph and South Haven. He also asked for New Buffalo to be considered.
New Buffalo is a recreational port, but, you know, the lake level is dropping, and that's been a good thing. We also know that traditionally we need some of the dredging. There's a harbor maintenance fund that I've supported. Monies are supposed to be diverted from that into shoreline ports, whether it be recreational or commercial.
Upton says those recreational ports are also beneficial in that they draw in tourists. His letter notes the harbor in New Buffalo has not been dredged since 2019. The Hartford Strawberry Festival is this weekend. Event chair Patty Schroeder tells us it starts Friday at noon with food vendors and rides.
They are bringing in more rides than we've had in the years past, so we're excited about that. And then we also have your regular food vendors that we've had every year. And we also have 28 other vendors that are going to be at the festival this year.
The Kitty Parade is at 6. The Royal Crowning will be at 6:45, and the day will end with a magic show. Saturday brings more rides, more vendors, the Strawberry Parade, and live music. Schroeder says that she's glad the Strawberry Festival's back after being canceled last year.
It's great. It's great to be out, and I think we're all excited that we're able to get out and do some fun family events.
New this year is that the festival will continue on Sunday with rides and vendors. Schroeder says a few things had to be canceled this time around due to COVID, like the pie-eating contest, but that'll be back next year. Speaking of pie, you can purchase strawberry pie thanks to the Hartford Public Library. All the events will be at Ely Park. And mystery solved, about how a little piece of Detroit ended up in a music video for a famous pop star. Eagle-eyed Faygo fans spotted the orange pop last week in Billie Eilish's latest music video for her new song Lost Cause. Dawn Birch at Faygo says it was a surprise to them to see their pop show up in Billie Eilish's video, but they have now learned what the connection is.
I guess her family grew up with a little, like a very boutique pop store, I guess, or soft drink store near their house, and they had Faygo in the glass bottle, so she specifically asked for it.
Birch says Faygo has gotten a shout-out from other singers and bands over the years, but this is the first time it's not from a band that started in Detroit. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. The U.S. has pledged 500 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines for countries in need. President Joe Biden confirmed it today as he kicked off a series of summits in Europe this week. Right now, he's in Cornwall, England, and so is ABC's Karen Travers with details.
President Biden announcing that the U.S. will donate 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to COVAX, the global immunization effort.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against global COVID-19. Just as America was the arsenal of democracy during World War II.
The 500 million doses will start shipping out this August and go to 92 countries, including some of the world's poorest nations. Karen Travers, ABC News, traveling with the president in Cornwall, England.
President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson used their first meeting today to highlight a commitment to strengthening their nation's historic ties while setting aside, at least publicly, their differences, both political and personal. Beginning a week of diplomacy across the Atlantic, Biden hopes to use his first overseas trip as president to reassure European allies that the U.S. has shed the tendencies of Donald Trump's term and is a reliable partner again. Long a believer of alliances, Biden stressed the deep bonds with the United Kingdom as a linchpin of his call for Western democracies to compete against rising authoritarian states. On Capitol Hill, signs of progress in making a deal to rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. ABC's Andy Field tells us the price tag may cost you a bit more at the gas pump.
Republican Mitt Romney suggesting one way to pay for the Biden infrastructure bill would be letting the current 18.5 cents a gallon federal gas tax rise with inflation. It's not clear how much that would generate, but paying for those new roads, bridges, expanded broadband, and other items has always been the roadblock. Both sides now saying they're closer to making a deal.
The official autopsy of the unarmed black man who was fatally shot in April by sheriff's deputies in North Carolina says he died from a penetrating gunshot wound to the head. Andrew Brown Jr. was also shot in the right arm and suffered lacerations. He had a low level of methamphetamine in his bloodstream, but the report says it likely did not play a role in Brown's death. The examination offers few new details about the shooting in Elizabeth City that continues to reverberate throughout the community. Residents continue to march in protest of Brown's death, while one of the deputies who fired his gun at Brown handed in his resignation this week. Health officials are warning cases of a highly contagious COVID-19 variant are on the rise around the world.
Delta variant from India causing concern in the UK. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock.
The assessment that I saw from last night is that the Delta variant now comprises 91% of new cases in the UK.
Countering the rise, ramped up vaccination rates in the UK, where 77% of the adult population now has received at least one shot. Tom Rivers at the ABC News Foreign Desk in London.
The Senate Armed Services Committee heard from military leaders about funding needs in 2022, and among them, money for cybersecurity. ABC's Alex Perche has the latest from Washington.
In the wake of a number of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. companies, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Capitol Hill telling senators the U.S. needs to spend billions of dollars devoted to stepping up its cyber defense.
You'll see more than $10 billion here devoted to cybersecurity, cyberspace operations, and cyber research and development.
Austin saying the funding will help the U.S. counter the belligerence that we face from Russia. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
And Kid Rock is doubling down on a gay slur controversy. Here's Jason Nathanson.
It's all good! Kid Rock responding to people upset with him after he was caught on tape using a gay slur, again using the gay slur. In a tweet on his Kid Rock account, which he attributes to his given name, Bob Ritchie, he refers to Kid Rock in the third person, saying, quote, "If Kid Rock using the word offends you, good chance you are one." He continues that he knows Kid Rock has a lot of love for his gay friends and says he'll have a talk with him. The tweet has around 5,000 likes, as well as a bunch of people blasting him for it. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast.